for coming out tonight. It is good to be back in your fair city. And for those of you who are applauding, you know who I am. Thank you very much. For those of you who have never seen my show, don't know my act, and you don't know what you're in for tonight, you think those people were applauding for me. It's fake news. They were applauding for the little guys in the boxes. Am I right? Yes? But before we get going, I want to say one thing. Comedians are supposed to make people laugh. Thank you. But today, comedians everywhere are afraid to make jokes about just about anything for fear of getting canceled, whatever that means. Well, guess what? I don't care. Look, if you tell a joke to 100 people and 2 of those people get offended, whose problem is that? Not the 98, it's the 2 boneheads who don't have a sense of humor and are trying their best to ruin it for the rest of us. And look, when it comes to politics, when Trump was in office, I had a lot of fun with that. And now, holy crap. But please remember this, if something is said tonight that offends you, it wasn't me, it was them. Now you're ready for the little people in the boxes. All right. How you doing, Peanut? Doing pretty good. How about you? I'm fine. That's good. That's good. That's good. This is great. I'm so happy to be here. And you know what? What? You are no longer 6 feet away. That's right. 60, 60, 60. Will you cut it out? Okay, cha-fa-fa. Are you okay? I'm fine, 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 fine. And you know what? I'm exhausted. Why? I don't know. It started a few days ago. I'm lightheaded, got a little cough. Are you saying you have COVID symptoms? No, I have vegan symptoms. Peanut, I need some cheese. I'm so weak. Hold me up. You're making fun of me. No, I just don't know how you eat like that. All I'd think about are the corn dogs and chicken nuggets. Well, after a while, you don't miss the meat. Is that what Audrey told you? You know, the other day I had a really good vegan hot dog. Dude, I almost hurled. Next time, hold my hair. Stop it. What the hell is a vegan hot dog anyway? A limp carrot? And that, by the way, was his nickname in high school. No. Limp carrot, cha-fa-fa.
Dunham.com.
And in the locker room, he could make it talk. Please stop. He made it sound like Mickey Mouse. Hi, boys and girls. You can call me Minnie.
Stop it. Stop it. You're too close.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. Am I harassing you? Sexually. I could always text you a pic of my dog. Cut it out. Ooh, I can smell the carrot on your breath.
How you doing, Bubba J? I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
Yep.
And I'm glad you're here. Well, I am very happy to be here tonight, and I think the ladies are especially happy I'm here.
So, Bubba J, who's you drinking?
Okay. That's my sister.
So,
Guess the bus from West Virginia got here tonight, huh?
I guess so. So, Bubba J, how are things going at home for you?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who lives there now?
It's just my sister and my wife and my drinking buddy.
Oh. So you have three other people living in the house.
No, that's all the same person. I love this crowd.
Why?
My kind of folks, yeah. Looks like a couple of guys up front are already hammered. Oh, even that lady right there. Ooh, she is hot. Oops, that's a guy. Sorry, sir. Or they. Sorry, they. But you have to admit, for a guy, he's kind of hot. Well, you know what I mean? Not really. Come on. When a guy's really hot, it's like, I'm not gay, but if I was. Bubba J, all I'm saying is, hubba hubba, my man.
So, Bubba J, do you pay attention to politics?
No, I'm scared of any kind of ticks.
No. No, I mean, do you pay attention to the issues?
Yeah, I have a lot of issues.
Are you familiar with our current president?
Oh, sure. He's right there in that box right there.
No, that's Walter. He's pretending he's the president.
Well, so is the real guy.
You know, if President Biden runs for re-election, he'll be 81.
Oh, you know what else is 81?
What?
My credit score.
Oh. But your wife as well?
Oh, yeah, she's great. She looks good, too, I'm sure, yeah. She put on some weight during the pandemic, so now she looks even better. I say, yeah, I know I don't look good naked, but when my wife undresses, hubba, hubba, it is hot. When she's wearing yoga pants, it looks like cranberry sauce sliding out of the can. And it makes the same noise. I love it. Cheap, sweet, and jiggly.
Please stop. You can still see all the lines on her, too.
That's enough. That is my Thanksgiving right there, my friend.
So you like her extra weight?
It ain't extra. She's perfect. Great, yeah.
And what do you guys do as a couple for fun?
Well, we got a bicycle built for two.
That's great,
yeah. Now I gotta find something to ride on.
Hi, Earl.
Hey, dude.
What are you doing?
I'm texting.
I know, but why now? Earl?
I'm texting.
Okay, but you know we have an audience.
Yeah, a lot of them are texting too.
Who are you texting?
I just texted you. Hi, Jeff.
It says hi, jerk.
Oh, damn, you autocorrect.
Why are you texting when we could be talking?
Why are you talking when we could be texting?
You know, Earl, speaking in person is a better form of communication.
Says you, boomer.
Okay, how about this? Did you know that when I was your age, water was free?
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
I guess next you're going to tell me you paid for porn.
Actually, we did, yeah.
But today we pay for water and porn is free.
That's right. I think we can agree on one thing.
Good trade-off.
Yep, cool.
All right. Yeah.
How about this? You know, my generation invented the internet and the personal computer.
Oh, so without you guys, I wouldn't have my phone.
Probably not. What are you doing?
I just gave you the highest compliment someone my age can.
What's that?
I just followed you on TikTok.
Okay, but right now we're doing a live show for a live audience.
Why? They could just stay home and watch it on YouTube.
It's not going to be on YouTube.
Yes, it is.
No one here is recording it.
Dude, you are dumber than you look.
Good evening, Mr. President.
Hello, Jerry.
Jeff.
Jeff.
We're happy to have you here.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, it's great to be here.
Yeah, and I must say, sir, you look really good.
Thank you. And yes, that's all that really matters, Jack.
Jeff. Well, you should look good, but you also have to do a good job running the country.
Oh, of course. That's as easy as riding a bike. And as president, did you know that I have done the impossible?
No, sir. What did you do?
I fell up a flight of the stairs. 3 times in 10 seconds. First senator to ever do that.
President.
I think my son Hunter wants me to give up cycling for skiing.
Really?
Yeah. He keeps saying the powder's great. Sure. That kid is the smartest man I know.
Really?
Yeah. Which tells you one thing.
What's that?
I know a lot of dumbasses.
You know, I didn't see your motorcade driving here tonight.
Nope.
Why not?
The price of gasoline. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Someone should do something. Don't look at me. I just read answers.
You know, a lot of folks are wondering why we don't just produce the oil that's already in the United States.
Wait. What? We can do that?
Aren't you familiar with our country's oil production?
Yeah, it's falling and it can't get up.
Walter, I want to pause here just for a minute.
What,
you realize you're not really the president?
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Come on, everybody says I look just like him.
Yeah,
and somebody else is always telling me what to say.